Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy ends, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It seems strange to Penny Gibbs not to see Nora and Freddie Lang in her home. Nora dusting and cleaning, Freddie puttering around the house repairing this and that. It seems strange not to see them every day. But Penny is happy for them, for now they have a home of their own. But Penny is happier still when the doorbell rings and she opens the door.
Penny,
Freddie,
how are you?
Yes, country kids have come a calling.
Oh,
we'll
gosh,
shake
it's good
the hayseed from
you.
Our heads and let us in, you city dweller.
Come
you.
On in, both of you. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Well, crickets, Penny, we haven't even been away a week
oh,
yet.
You don't have to put on an act.
Nora, if you think I'm putting on an act, you hurt my feelings.
You know, say, look, an act or not, it made me feel so good, I think I'll go out and come right up.
Freddie, you just want to track up the floor more than you already have.
Take off your boots.
Yeah, go ahead, take off your boots, Freddie.
Yeah, I will. Give me time.
Yeah, they come in the living room. Come on, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in here and tell me about your new home.
All right, Penny. But I'd rather have you come out and see it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You know, Penny, that's half the purpose of this visit. Maybe you'll come out and have dinner with us this evening.
Oh, huh? Thanks a lot, Freddie, but not tonight. I can't.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll see about that.
Oh, can't you come out this evening, Penny? Honestly?
Oh, darling, I'd really love to, but I can't. Hurry up, Freddie.
All right, I'm coming.
Now, tell me, how does it feel to be a housekeeper in your own house?
Just wonderful, Penny, wonderful. I never objected too much to housework, as you know, but in our house, I even like doing the dishes.
Oh, you'll get over that soon enough.
I guess I will, but it's going to be fun while it lasts. How's Sarah Grundy working out?
Oh, very well. We're letting her do things her own way and have things her own way, so she's perfectly happy.
Well, she's happy, but how about you?
Oh, she's wonderful, Freddie. Yeah, she's swell, but I miss you terribly. We all miss you.
I miss you too, Penny. Especially when I'm all alone in the house and all the work is done. There's not as much work in my house as there was here.
No, there isn't, no, but that's because you have no children to watch.
Mm.
Pretty soon you will have, though. And it'll be your own this time.
Mm-hmm. Crickets, I'm going to have everything there is to have, I guess.
I hope you do, Nora.
Say, you know, the place still looks the same, but where is everybody? Why, the house is as empty as an abandoned barn.
Yeah, it is kind of lonely. Well, they're out. Jabe went to the office.
Yeah.
Mother and Peg are downtown.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, Sarah took Valerie to the store.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, how does little Valerie like Sarah?
Oh, she adores her.
Does she?
Yeah. Sarah's really wonderful with the children.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, she and Julie became the best of friends the very first day. I think it's because Sarah's firm but kind.
Mm-hmm.
The children like that.
Well, I don't see how Julie goes in for the firmness of Sarah's kind, but, well, then Julie's always been one of those kids who'll take anything as it comes along.
Yeah.
Say, tell me, is there any more news about Julie's movie career?
Oh, yes, how about that?
Well, I think Peg's decided that Julie will definitely not go to Hollywood, Freddie.
No?
No. In many ways, I think it's a wise decision.
Yeah, I guess so, but... Gosh, I'd sure like to see Julie on the screen. Then I could say to everybody, I knew her when.
Freddie wants Julie to be a movie star so she'll get him a job in the movies, too.
Uh-huh.
You think that's a bad idea? Say, now, look. Look at this, Penny.
What?
How about coming out to the house for dinner tonight, huh? Now, what else have you got to do? Anything?
Oh, Freddie Lang, I have so many things to
do. Oh,
come
now,
on. Can't they wait? We won't keep you out late.
No, Nora, thanks. Oh, darling, I shouldn't.
Oh, come anyhow.
Sure, come on.
Look, let's decide a little bit later about that. It's getting kind of late, and I'm expecting several phone calls about the center that I have to wait for. As a matter of fact, if I did go, I'd have to make arrangements with Peg and Mother.
Well, that's all right. There's no rush. We got plenty of time, and we've come to stay for a while, unless you're going to kick us out.
Oh, I will kick you out.
We don't want to leave without seeing everybody else. But, Penny, you will give some thought to coming out tonight, won't you?
Yeah, Pen, how about it?
Listen, where did this pen come from, Freddie?
Huh?
Yes, you're suddenly calling Penny Pen.
Yeah, get that, will you? I just noticed it myself.
First it was Gibbsy, and now it's Pen. Freddie.
Hmm?
Have you ever thought about calling me Penny?
Well, every once in a while it slips out. But then why should I go and call you Penny? Everybody else does that. And you don't object if I kind of kick your name around a little bit?
No, I don't object.
Don't mind Freddie. He just has to be different, Penny.
Oh, I know, Freddie. Oh, by the way.
What?
The other day, Sarah Grundy was complaining about your different farming methods.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she would. Listen. Our farm outproduced Grundy's place 3-1. And she's sore about
Freddie,
it.
Stop.
Yeah, she really is. And this year, we're going to triple what we did last year.
We hope.
How about that? Hey, anything around this place need some fixing?
Yeah, the usual things. It's only one trouble.
What's that?
We don't have a resident repairman anymore.
I see. Well, then, I'm the visiting repairman.
All right.
You just show me what needs fixing, and then this evening, Nora and I are going to show you a house that doesn't need any fixing at all. All it needs is a guest for dinner tonight. And you're going to be that guest, whether you say so or not.
Penny, the storm's getting worse.
Yeah, I see it is, but it's so nice and cozy at your fireplace, Nora.
Yes, it is.
In fact, your whole house is cozy.
Well, listen, Gibbsy, wouldn't be cozy at all tonight if it weren't for the big pines around this house.
Mm.
Pretty rough storm out there.
You see, isn't this a strange time of the year for a rainstorm, Freddie?
Strange? Wicked. I thought this would happen when the temperature went up this afternoon. There was supposed to be a snow by nightfall, but I guess it got too warm.
Yeah, I guess it must have. Golly, I hope it stops soon. I stayed so much later than I should have.
Oh, no,
I don't know whether or not it'll let up at all tonight, Pen. Even if it does, it's going to turn the snow on the ground into water, and then I guess we'll have a baby flood.
Crickets, the road to the highway will be practically impassable.
If it can even be found.
Well, let's not worry about it now. I'm much too comfortable and well-fed to worry about what it's like outside.
Yeah, thunder's sure rolling out there, isn't it?
Is there lightning, too? Oh, gosh, it'd be awful if it hit one of our pines.
Yes, and you're worrying about the poor pines, but not about us. Just think what one of those falling pines could do to this house.
Freddie Lang, one more reminder like that, and I'm going home storm or no storm.
I was just kidding. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Hey, last batch of thunder must have cracked the sky wide open. You know, Penny, I think you're going to be stuck here for the night.
Oh, Freddie, I can't be. My car's outside the door. I'll be able to get home all right.
But don't leave now, Penny. Stay a little while longer. We haven't talked half enough.
No, we haven't talked half enough. Only constantly since early today.
That's your Willie.
Oh, tell me, Nora, is your father really a lot better?
Oh, yes, much, thank you.
Sure, he's so much better that I have to keep an eye on him to keep him from working.
You mean he's working again?
Mm-hmm. He is.
We're just putting around with little things on the farm. He's behaving himself fairly well.
That's only because I bawl him out about 3 times a day. Gosh, I don't do half the work I should, keeping him from doing the work he should.
Oh, say, what about Helen Burroughs? Have you heard from her?
Freddie wrote to her again a few weeks ago, and last week we heard from her. She's thinking seriously of accepting our invitation.
Yes, and I'm seriously thinking that we've gone crazy to ask her to come back here to Rossville. Don't you think so, Penny?
Oh, Freddie, I don't know. She certainly should be given a chance to redeem herself.
Well, let her redeem herself in New York, where she's a good long way away from us.
Oh, if she wants to come to Rossville, she's welcome, Freddie. Golly, maybe she'll even like it on the farm.
Like it on a farm?
Sure.
Brother, Helen Burroughs on a farm. That I gotta see.
Well, maybe you will.
Yeah, maybe you will.
Yeah, I can just see that gal. Helen, a gal who wants to drive a Rolls Royce. Driving a tractor?
Yeah, well, she might surprise you. You don't know.
Well, I tell you, Gipsy, everything that dame does surprises me. But it's not always the way I like to be surprised.
Oh, come on, stop talking about her if that's the way you feel.
Okay. Hey, you know that storm is getting worse every minute.
Yes.
Wonder what it looks like outside.
And crickets, Penny, it's a fine time to think of it, but I hope you closed the windows in your car.
Yes, I did, darling. It looked like rain when I came out of there.
Hey, Pen?
Yeah?
You're not going anywhere tonight.
Ready. Close the door. It's cold out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's cold out all right. And wet, too. Look, Pen, you'll just have to stay here tonight.
Oh, Freddie, I can't.
You've got to. It's crazy to drive.
Oh, please stay, Penny.
No, no, I'll get home all right.
Look, you won't even make it down the road to the highway, Penny. Or even get away from the house.
Are you sure about that, Freddie?
Sure.
Come
on. Listen, look out there. Well, hey, it's too wet and slippery. You'll end up in a cold and watery ditch.
No,
you listen. Through these
now, Penny, you're staying, and that's all there is to it.
Well, there seem to be two against one.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, Crickets, Freddie, we're getting to use our guest room the very first time we have a guest.
And I suppose you think I didn't arrange this storm, huh? Freddie, listen, I knew what we were in for tonight. That's why I said we had to have Penny come out for dinner. Now, how's that for thinking, huh?
Freddie, wake up. Huh? Please, Freddie, wake up.
Yes, Nora.
Wake up, Freddie.
What time is it?
I don't know. It's late, but Freddie, I think... Freddie, hey, I think I smell smoke.
Stuck. Must be early.
Freddie, I think I smell smoke.
You do?
Yes.
I don't. Oh, no, it can't be smoke, Nora.
But it is. I'm sure it is. Oh, wake up, Freddie, please.
Yeah,
okay. I'll wake it up, Nora.
But you can't smell smoke. There isn't it. Hey, I smell that smoke, too.
Oh, Freddie, what is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out quick enough. Nora, you stay here.
But it can't be a fire, Freddie.
Well, it's something, and... Nora!
Freddie, what is it?
The whole living room is full of smoke. Oh. Get your robe and get out of here.
Oh, Freddie, if there's a fire, where is it?
I don't know, but I'll find it in a minute. Let's go get Penny out of her room first.
I don't see any flames.
I don't either. Might just be the furnace smoking. Maybe I didn't regulate it right before we went to bed.
Oh, here's Penny's door. I can hardly see, Freddie.
I can hardly breathe. Nora, get back, will you? Nora, Penny's room's on fire.
Oh, Freddie, don't go in there.
I don't go in. I can't get in.
Penny!
Penny, Gypsy, get out of there!
Penny, Gypsy!
So the Langs' new home is on fire and Penny is trapped in her room. Or is she still in her room? And if she is, can Freddie get to her in time? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.